Good evening. I'm very excited to be with you again. This is the second time I've been back with IMCW, and I certainly enjoyed my first trip, and I appreciate you asking me back again. And I want to really thank La, who made both the first trip and the second trip possible and has just been such a wonderful host and friend. So thank you very much. Tonight, we'll start with a meditation, and after the meditation, I'll give about a 45-minute talk, and then if there's time for questions, we'll take questions, which is why the mics are set up. So why don't we start with meditation, and if you would just please find a posture that is both comfortable and stable. I'll do a guided meditation for about half of it, and then we'll sit for the second half together. So your back should be erect without being rigid, so that your breath can come and go as freely as possible. You can close your eyes to minimize distractions, or leave them slightly open with a very soft focus in front of you. Relax the top of your head. Let your eyes and your face be soft. Relax your jaw. Sometimes just letting your jaw drop about a quarter of an inch can loosen facial tension. Let go of any tension in your neck and shoulders. Feel your shoulders drop as you relax and loosen the tension. Notice if there's any tension in the belly. Let it go. Let your belly fall right into your lap in order to loosen the tension. Now, in the midst of your stable posture, where you can feel your buttocks touching the cushion or the chair, and either your knees are on the floor or your feet are on the floor, just come back and be present. Just be here. Let the minutia of the day melt away and just be here. Notice that you are breathing. Let your breath find its own rhythm without trying to control it. If it feels tight or controlled, just do the best you can to let go and feel it wherever it shows itself. Could be sensations in the nose, on the upper lip, or the back of the throat. Perhaps you notice it as movement in the chest with the in and the out breath, or as movement in the abdomen with the rise and fall of the belly. If the breath gets soft, let your attention also become very soft to feel the subtle level of the sensations. Use the breath as a place to learn, to listen with your attention. Notice the gap or the space between where the in-breath ends and the out-breath begins, and where the out-breath ends before the in-breath begins. Just let the breath do whatever it will. Simply notice and feel how it is in this moment. In the beginning, it can be difficult to stay with even one breath. sometimes it is helpful to say softly in the background, in, on the in-breath, and out during the out-breath. And each time the mind wanders off, as soon as you notice it, just let go and come back gently and start over with the very next breath. We do this over and over, sometimes many times a minute. We're training to simply return to the present moment through the simplicity of our breathing. Just this. Watching our breath coming and going, doing and wanting nothing in an effortless state, treating the thoughts, emotions, and body sensations like clouds in the vast blue sky of your being. They come and go. Knowing your true essence is the sky and not the clouds. Notice how your thoughts have a life of their own. They come and go, generally in a random way, recognizing our endless thinking process is an important step on the meditation path. You simply let them come and go without getting caught by them and without fighting or resisting them. As you practice looking at whatever arises, with a non-judgmental attitude, opening and relaxing, without picking and choosing. Over time, your thoughts will begin to fade into the background. While following your breath, you can begin to notice when your mind has wandered away to a body sensation, a sound, an emotion, a memory, or perhaps to your to-do list. This practice is simply to develop an awareness and openness to all these things without withdrawing or centralizing into oneself. Sometimes it's helpful to simply label whatever is going on. Notice what's happening in the body. Perhaps it's vibration, tingling, itching, heat. Give it a label. Or perhaps you have strong emotions, maybe sadness or joy, equanimity, irritation, boredom. Or perhaps you have thoughts, you notice judgments, the planning mind, remembering, perseverating. You just give it a label and notice what happens when you label it. Does it get stronger, weaker, or stay the same? And after being with it for a short time, come back to the very next breath. By returning to our breath over and over, we are developing our concentration practice and learning to relax with the present moment. And by noticing and labeling what our mind is up to and has wandered away to, we're training for insight. We simply let our consciousness merge with the breath. And it's in the practice of coming into the present moment with our breath, that we are weaned away from our tendency to over-identify with our thoughts and egos. If you stick with it over time, we begin to understand that whatever arises in meditation is training for how we regard whatever arises in the rest of our lives. We learn about relaxing with the present moment by becoming curious about our feelings, our emotions, our moods, our opinions, and what they're connected with. This is the path to developing an unconditional friendship with yourself. The next few sentences are the last time you'll hear my voice. Just let yourself relax into a sense of vastness and connection. The deepest spiritual questions are answered in the silence, in the listening itself, not in the thinking or planning. When we listen without trying to make things different, there's a sacred opening that begins to occur.